The last days of debate over the Inflation Reduction Act, as it was called, centered on what's called the carried interest loophole. Stay awake now. This matters. An attempt to close the loophole was removed during negotiations to collect enough Senate votes. Kenny Malone from NPR's Planet Money podcast tells us this is part of a much bigger story about a tax code that is riddled with similar exceptions.
The carried interest loophole is how some very rich people in the private equity, venture capital, hedge fund world pay lower taxes today. But for some backstory, we head to the 1950s.
Get rid of that $3,000. We'll have to pay income tax on it.
Comedians Abbott and Costello have been doing a surprising number of taxation routines.
I wonder how I can get rid of this money.
Wait a minute, I've got it. We'll give $1,000 apiece to the first three people we meet.
That is some low-key tax dodgery right there, which might have been topical because the U.S. had been in decades of expensive wars. Taxes had been going up and up, and by 1951, the top marginal income tax rate was 91%. Stephen Bank is a tax law professor at UCLA and says it's not like politicians wanted this old wartime rate, but cutting it would have looked like a break for the rich.
That was like kind of embarrassing. So Eisenhower didn't want to. Nobody wanted to lower the top rate, but they all recognized that the top rate was outrageous. So the way to deal with that without lowering the top rate was to provide a lot of exemptions to overlook a lot of things.
The 50s sound like tax break Oprah. You get a tax break. You get a tax break. And at one point, the tax code had a break for like film executives who left their jobs after 20 years and held profit shares for 12 years. And everybody was like, wait, this only applies to L.B. Mayer, the second M in MGM. Rich people were calling in the lobbyists, plus calling up tax lawyers to find all kinds of workarounds.
Large portion of the tax industry was devoted to conversion.
Conversion meaning, can you call all this money that I'm getting this other thing and problem solve?
Exactly.
Classic trick. You convert personal income into capital gains, for example, which is taxed at a much lower rate. So the 50s are all exemptions and deferrals and conversions, carving up the tax code into Swiss cheese. In 1954, the tax code was due for a big restructuring, but instead of our politicians just clamping down on the dodges and lowering the personal income tax rate, Congress and the IRS seemed to decide the fairest thing to do was tell everyone about these rich people tricks.
If 1954 enshrined anything, it's the entire code was replete with examples of people lobbying for specific provisions that would allow them to avoid the high marginal rates. It's what everybody was doing at the time.
And just one of many little carve-outs in the 1954 code was basically the carried interest tax break, a now infamous tax break, but also this vestige of the 1950s tax break bonanza that helped build the messy tax code that we all know and love today. Kenny Malone, NPR News.